Yeah! Something shifting in the air tonight. Truth's alive and it's breaking through the lies. Laugh it off while we tear it down. Nothing hidden when we're around. Feel it rising, no disguise. Welcome to a human perspective, where the truth comes alive. Open up to a new dimension. See the world with new eyes. Let's go.
Grand Rising, everyone. Happy Asha and Q Day, and welcome to another episode of A Cuman Perspective. I'm your co-host, Kevin.
And I'm old Johnny Boy, and we're rocking today.
There you are. Where we discuss and explore the divine masculine feminine energy and New Earth insights. We want to thank BBS Radio TV for all of your behind-the-scenes engineering and the gift of songs. We wouldn't have a show without you guys. We really appreciate you guys so very, very much.
Absolutely, Kevin. Thank you, BBS, and thank you to all our listeners for tuning
Listeners.
In, Kevin.
Yeah,
listeners
absolutely.
For tuning in, and I'm glad they find value in what you and I are doing here, Kevin.
Well,
that's great.
Let's hope.
So thank you, guys.
John and I would like to give a shout out to some of the other Q Family radio shows here on BBS Radio TV. On Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time or 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a weekly basis, please check out All Learning Reimagined with your heart-centered host, Teresa, if you would like to hear about New Earth insights pertaining to education. Then on Saturdays, we recommend Whiplash Talk with Sunshine at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then on Sunday, give a listen to Project Review with Q&A with Arrow at 12 noon Central Standard Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's biweekly. And then Arrow's second show at 12 noon Central Standard Time and 1 p.m. Eastern is called A St. Thomas Show. That is also biweekly. So, there are a few weekend shows that John and I recommend listening to if you guys so desire.
Absolutely. Great shows, Kevin.
Oh, they are. They are.
Yes.
So, John, have you been digging in that garden recently? What's up?
I have been. Still digging in the mud, having fun. I'm just about done, though, so that's good. It's a little cool here, so I have some plants that I wanted to transplant, but I'm not going to do them until it warms up a bit. I don't want to shock them, you know, kind of going from the warm.
Right.
Warmth of the inside to the out. But now, of course, Kevin, we have our shows every week. That's keeping me a little more busy just preparing for those, but I love it. And, of course, last week we had a recorded show, but this week we're live here today.
We are
baby.
Live. Absolutely.
So, yeah, lots of fun. We got a good show here today for the people who have been putting out lots of information. They put out a great article today, actually, too.
Oh, yeah,
if
they
the
did.
Listeners would like
we'll
to
talk
go.
About, yeah, we'll talk that. About that later on, I'm sure.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So,
yeah.
You know, we had the pre-recorded show last week, of course, because I had to go to Georgia, or I went up to Georgia, right, to look for some homes and stuff. Well, got a little update on that. You know, I thought I had the family all convinced to leave Florida and stuff, but nah, mother-in-law, she's, you know, 87 or so. She's stuck in her ways, and she's extremely comfortable where she's at. She just doesn't want to go anywhere, and I can understand that. I mean, we get to a certain point in our lives that, you know, we've moved and moved and moved on to all different places, and now there's just a time where we want to stay put and just write it out. Doesn't matter what's going on. So basically, long story short, we are staying in Florida. I'm not going to pursue that any longer. You know, the wife wants to be with mom, of course. I understand that. So we're all just going to chill out here in Florida like we have been. So that's my
update. Well,
that
sounds good, Kevin.
Yeah. So today we are having open lines this episode, and here are the numbers to use. Outside the United States, dial 323-744-4831. 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. Inside the United States, please dial 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008. One last time, 888-627-6008. In addition, we would like to encourage listeners to subscribe or donate to our show if you so desire. And for those of you who already have, we appreciate you guys so very, very, very much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
On
Oh,
Kevin.
yeah. All right, John. Well,
Yeah.
we finished the those articles, kind of caught up, so that we were discussing 2 weeks ago, and then we had,
Right.
of course, the pre-recorded show. So we're kind of
Yeah.
starting out with some newer, fresh articles. So,
Right. And there's quite a few of them. They're lengthy,
yeah,
so we may get not get through them all, Kevin, but
we might not know again. Yeah.
and it would
So,
really be nice if we had callers, so that's good too. That
oh,
might
that is
better the
always,
time, so
we
yeah.
love talking to the callers for sure.
Absolutely.
So, listeners, if you want to follow along on for the people.space, if you so desire, and we're going to begin with the article MAED. That is a category, the storm, the economic peace through terror. MAED means mutually assured economic destruction. It is a concept adapted from the Cold War nuclear doctrine of mutually assured destruction. It suggests that global economic interdependencies, such as extensive trade ties and shared financial systems between superpowers, well, they create a deterrent against direct conflict, since going to war would economically ruin both sides. Now, deterrence through interdependence. Because global value chains tie nations together. A full-scale trade war or military conflict severely would damage domestic economies worldwide. So thinkers have often applied this to the United States-China relations, posting that extreme economic integration forces restraint, acting as economic peace through terror. And of course, that was a little bit of an AI overview there, guys, just to let you know.
Yeah,
So, yeah.
incredible information that we get here. I really
Yeah,
appreciate it.
it is. And
Yeah.
sometimes, it's, you know, well, not sometimes, a lot of times it is deep. It's deep
It
stuff,
is.
and it's things you don't really even think about until it's brought to the surface. And then, oh, wow,
Right,
okay.
exactly. Asha seems to know just what we need
Yeah,
at just the right
she
time.
does.
So, next, there's a meme here that says, who within the U.S. was part of the communist plot to destroy America? And it goes on to name names. It says Gerald R. Ford, Lyndon B. Johnson, Ellen Dulles, Dulles, Dulles,
Dulles.
L.K. Dulles, Jimmy Carter, George H.W. Bush, Hillary and Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and many more within government, CIA, and Pentagon, etc. So it's kind of scary, isn't it? And of course,
Those are.
most of you are aware by now, these are all treasonous criminals.
Oh,
You know?
absolutely. A lot of the big names, and we kind of knew that they were criminals anyway, right? That,
Yeah. At
yeah.
least our audience would be well
Yeah,
aware of it, I would
we
think.
are
Yeah,
very
yeah.
much so, yeah. Well, you may ask, what has the Communist Chinese Party threatened to do recently? I mean, you can ask that, or you don't have to, but we're going to go ahead and answer that anyway.
Right
The
on.
answer the answer is they cut important undersea cables. These lines connect continents, countries, and businesses. These undersea cables are the backbone of global internet traffic, transmitting data or power, enabling modern global civilization, carrying over 99% of international digital data, cloud services, and transmitting high voltage electricity between land masses. Well, these lines enable the internet, the banking systems, the financial transactions, the infrastructure of the world, moving and sharing information with intelligence agencies and the government. Some undersea power cables link national power networks. They handle nearly all the intercontinental electronic communications, including emails and web browsing and video calls. These cables enable, on average, over $10 trillion US dollars in daily financial transactions, including banking, stock trading, and secure data transfers. They connect global data centers, enabling the instant, seamless operation of services like streaming, cloud storage, and social media. They carry a majority of secured government and military communication traffic, so those cables are extremely important.
Absolutely. The world would come to a standstill without them for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Next, it speaks of Trump's corporate dream team. So several of these companies represented by the CEOs who traveled to China with President Trump rely heavily on global data infrastructure and rare and are directly impacted by the high-stakes policies surrounding the well-being of the undersea cables. Now, the finance portion, Goldman Sachs, BlackRock, Citi, financial titans on the trip, such as David Solomon and Larry Fink, Jane Fraser, represent institutions that rely on these undersea lines for up to $10 trillion, as Kevin had mentioned, daily. Uninterrupted global financial transactions. Now, the technology leaders, Apple, Nvidia, Meta, CEOs Tim Cook, Jensen Huang, and Dina Powell McCormick focus heavily on hardware and consumer electronics. The security of global networks and semiconductor access drives much of their revenue. And then the telecommunications, Qualcomm, Cisco executives Cristiano Amon and Chuck Robbins, who was invited but unable to attend, represent companies that build the network hardware connected to these global cables. And that was all AI overview, but accurate, obviously.
Yeah, so they selected a lot of the major hitters in those three industries, if you will. So, wow.
Right. Good to have on your side for sure.
Most of the stream team here that you've mentioned have been testifying in military tribunals and offering valuable information to expose the Chinese Communist Party. America's real power play is in the areas of AI and microchips and finance and aerospace industries. Something that is also quite interesting is that two men who are trillionaires outweigh the economies of Japan, Germany, and the United Kingdom combined.
Incredible.
Oh, the two men outweigh all those countries there.
Yeah,
And
amazing.
that's of course Jensen Huang of Nvidia and Tim Cook of Apple. Wow. Together they own assets of over $9.5 trillion.
Wow.
Many of these deep state billionaires will also be questioned about their own business practices in the military tribunals. Everyone is being made accountable. Even though it may appear to the public they are being rewarded, nothing could be further from the truth. They are being made to make amends for their crimes by helping the White Hat military and the world.
Wow. Amazing. Now, there is more detailed information here, as you know, Kevin, from News 17 channel, for all our listeners to explore if they so desire. And I will read an interesting meme here that refers to Alberta, Canada, which, of course, is Canada's where
Kind of like your
I'm
neck of the woods
at.
area.
Right on, right on. I just have to widen the page, Kevin. It's a little narrow for me here on my
Put
screen.
on your glasses, would you?
There we go. Hey, I'd like to get those glasses that are made from the coal tar where you can see all the aliens and
Oh,
stuff
there
too.
you go.
That's ones I need. So the Chinese Communist Party connected dumbs, the White Hats decommissioned in Alberta, Canada, were part of a facility where Max Spears and Michael Prince were tortured and trained as super soldiers. They were held at one of the facilities with a group of boys who shared their DNA, all spliced with variations as an experiment in power. Now these boys were pitted against one another in battle, often to the death, to see which DNA mix proved the most powerful. Now, very sinister, satanic, and egregious tortures on children are connected with the Dumbs in Alberta, Canada. And it finishes with saying, "Thank you, White Hats, for removing darkness from this planet."
Absolutely. That kind of reminds me of that MK Ultra stuff. And they torture people and brainwash them and try to mold them into super soldiers. And also, what's that movie, Jason Bourne series, right? I think that's kind of like what he was doing or experienced
Right.
also, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
for sure. Yeah. As you know, a lot of these movies are there to tell us the truth.
Yeah, they're the soft disclosure kind of.
Right
Yeah.
on. Yeah, correct. Yeah.
All right, so that was a pretty good article,
It
so
was very good.
very
And it's nice to
informative.
see when they include Canada in there with some stuff. It's, in other
Yeah,
countries too, just.
were you feeling lonely or something, John?
No, but it's nice when it's not just talking about one demographic, when they share information from,
Yeah.
around the world, right, around
Exactly.
or
Yeah.
across the world, whatever it is you want to say.
Right.
As we know, we're not a what we know as the world is not the globe for sure.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
All right
All
then.
right. Yeah, let's move on to the next article. Some kind of wonderful category is all possibilities. We see a meme of a child sitting on a, I don't know, a linear rock, a long rock that appears to have veins of molten lava. And he's looking down over onto the planet at a very high altitude. The planet is blue with white clouds hovering above, and the description reads, "Something absolutely wonderful is happening, but for many it may seem disconcerting, discombobulating, or troubling. It may feel lackluster, energyless, void of interest, boredom. Millions of people are over it. No one cares. It's too much, too long, too draining to keep up with the ongoing drama that leads to more drama, more questions without satisfying answers. Who's good? Who's bad? Who did this? And who will be the next to blow this up and that up?" People aren't watching the news. They're turning out podcasters and getting fed up. They're closing their computers, they're ditching their phones and going to sleep or watching fantasy movies or Hallmark TV series to feel more interest in life. This is absolutely fantastic. Finally, humanity's energy is pulling out of the timeline of war, crimes, and taxes, and the 9 to 5, the mundane slave doldrums living in a cage existence. We're over it.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great statement in there, Kevin. And so often we tune in the news or this, and it's always evil. And of course, we know it's controlling us now. So,
Yeah.
yeah, folks that are awake at least, and even some folks that aren't awake,
Right.
they're done listening to the bad news, and they
Well,
don't. They just want to
yeah.
get on with it. They don't
Yeah,
want to hear about another virus. They don't want to,
it's constant negative energy that you're hearing all the time,
Yeah.
negative, negative, negative. And there's a point, there's a saturation point you just cannot take anymore.
It's
You
true.
got to turn that stuff off and get out
Yeah.
in nature and get out in the sunshine and put your naked bare feet in the grass, ground yourself, get
Good
your,
point. No, you're absolutely right. And even with the negative news about Trump all the time, they've had it with it. They just don't want to listen to it anymore. So that's good.
Yeah.
Regardless of their beliefs, at least they don't want to listen to the on and on negative information. So it goes on to
Yes.
say that timeline holds no interest. It's out of energy. No one believes in it or has any excitement about it to keep it alive. No one wants to be on that old timeline anyway, so it's completely collapsing. Can you sense the emptiness and lack of interest when you try to listen to the news or scroll the media, as Kevin and I were just saying?
Yeah.
Is any of it real? Has any of it ever been real? It's just the end of a movie playing out, waiting for people to leave their theater. Don't be in Ferris Bueller's waiting for the, or don't be a Ferris Bueller waiting for the, the movie to end after it's already ended. Many feel as though they're in limbo. They don't know what's happening to them or who they are anymore. What's ahead? Is it dark AI or is it benevolent AI with super cities and flying cars? Is it Tesla technology or going off grid or living in the woods without a phone or computer? Or is it World War III? So we are at the end and at the beginning. It's the worst of times and the best of times. It's whatever you want it to be. All possibilities exist and always will exist. Your spirit is what keeps these adventures animated. If you're not interested or participating, lights out for that timeline. So any reality can exist as long as enough energy is focused with great excitement upon it. If you don't want something, pull all of your energy out and away from it and plunge into the new. So
Absolutely.
that's wonderful what they're
Yeah,
telling us there.
really put yourself in the world that you want to live in, and visualize the beautiful colors, the blooming flowers, the how people greet each other, or smiles, their laugh, the kids are laughing. I mean, just a beautiful vision of what you want to live in, and you happen to go into the garage and you get into that flying car and you start going up and you're hovering around the countryside, or you want to portal yourself someplace on for a vacation. You know what I'm saying? There's no limits here. Your vision of how you want to live is the best thing you can do, because you're seeing yourself in new earth. And you're discarding that old timeline. You're getting rid of that negative energy, and you're filling your heart and filling yourself up with positive energy. And that's where you want to stay all the time. All the
Stay
time.
in peace in your heart
And
center
in peace, in your heart, you're
in the now.
smiling in the now. Yeah.
Right on, Kev.
Together, we have collapsed a timeline we no longer want. Some people may keep it propped up, and if they want to, they can, but the rest of the people won't be playing there any longer. What do you want to experience next? Imagine your new script. That's what I'm talking about. Imagine it. Who are you? What is it that really excites you? What is the next greatest adventure you've never had before? You're the one to create it. You're the one that you intend for it. You get excited about it. You build it with your light energy, and you wake up inside of your new movie set, where you are the playwright, you are the director, you are the actor, you're the musician, and you are the producer of your new world.
Right
Right?
on, Kevin.
That's it.
Yeah, that's really good. And just it doesn't matter what you face in life, you have two choices. Face it, with sadness or down and out or whatever, or with a good attitude. And either way, you have to face it. So you might as well face it on the in a peaceful, happy way.
And
And
what exactly?
go
And
ahead, Jeff.
what's in the past is in the past. Leave it there. Drop it.
Right.
It's no longer affecting anything. It's been and done. It's done there. Been there, done that. It's gone. Focus on the now.
And now.
And the now and If you create that new life you want to live and go into the future a little bit with your vision, that's the
Right.
best,
With excitement
with
and
excitement. That's the best.
absolutely. And happiness, and it'll stay that way, remain that way. I think Q mentioned it one time. It's like a muscle. The more you exercise it, the easier it is to do that and be that way. And so this is how it all began, and this is how it will all begin again. We can collapse the old and create the new individually and together, like we always have. Everyone is part of that original spirit who had a dream to play with its own reflection. Focus on the fresh beginning with all possibilities. Your creativity is infinite. The real ascension happens inside of you. We are the imagination of ourselves. We've got
That's
this,
right.
everyone. You know, we
That's
are the
it.
real stars here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I see myself live every day. I see myself living how I want to live, you know.
Yeah.
That just, you know, keeps my heart happy and light and, you know,
It's true.
excited.
And you know, Kim, when you're working with nature, like you mentioned earlier about being in the, you know, in out with nature, or like in a forest, or like me planting my garden, when you're working with other, I guess, beings of creation, it really is peaceful and calming. And
Well, if you think about it, you're becoming intimate with the nature. You're sharing your aura, your energy field, with the nature's energy field. There's an interaction there between both of you. You're giving energy, they're giving you energy, and the more you stay within that nature, the more you build yourself up, the more you have more energy within yourself. And if you show that you love, you know, you hug that tree or whatever, you know, that you show if you love it with all of your heart as energy. And the aura spreads it out there, you know, then the nature will love you too because you're feeding them with energy and they're feeding. So, you know, it's a symbiotic relationship if you can think about that. And
Absolutely, Kevin.
everybody feels good.
And have you seen any of the videos where people play music and you know, animals come right over to the fence to listen to it, or quite often I'll be on my deck and I'll play the guitar or something, and the birds all start chirping in and listening, and some will even come closer. And so it's quite intriguing and amazing when you see that happen. So now I find myself just listening to their songs, listening to the birds, and listening to it as they listen to us make music, and just feeling that whole frequency and that natural vibration, as you say, of love, and being more intimate with their noise, their sounds, their I guess their vibrations. And it's very nice.
Their heart song, kind of like, you know. I've been seeing more and more videos now of people sitting and serenading and playing musical instruments to the animals, so cows and deer and whatever, you know. So it's really warm communication, effort of communication, and you can tell the animals appreciate it. They love it.
They do, Kevin. And like, you can play a radio, they don't seem to respond that way. But if you have an
No.
instrument,
Yeah, it's a
a
personal,
live instrument, it attracts them. It's really quite incredible.
All right. I like that article as well, you know.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And also, you know, it reminded me, you guys remember the old movie, The Celestine Prophecy? Remember that? There
I
was a
don't think
couple
so.
of, if you haven't seen it, you know, there was a couple of scenes in there where the man was trying to explore his own auric field and trying to see it, you know. But in I can remember there were some clips in that movie showing how everything had its own auric field where you could really see it, you know, and it was glowing. So it's just that when we're talking about energy and sharing energy experiences, I kind of flashed to that movie, The Celestine Prophecy. It was pretty interesting. It had an interesting concept to it. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and move on to the next article. It's called The Hike. And the category is Wisdom Within. We see a meme of a beautiful view towards, you know, looking towards two mountains with flowers in the foreground and a green, lush vegetation in between. And the description reads, "The scent of mountain sage warming in the morning light. A gentle breeze wafting through the trees, mingled with a symphony of playful birds. The excitement of reaching the peak before torrid heat hinders lingering with the view. What greater motivation to rise early and move through nature in all its glory.
Wow, she really paints a good picture there, Kevin. I
Yes.
can smell the sage and
Oh,
hear
yeah.
the birds. You know, it's a lot of what you and I had just talked about, and being in nature is truly peaceful and uplifting, Kevin. You know, I spent a lot of time in my gardens, as I was saying lately, and they're next to the forest, both gardens. And I listen to the birds as I'm working away, or listen to the squirrels. They do a little chirp, and sometimes I just listen to absolutely nothing. It's just quiet and it's calming. You know, it's all natural to us, right?
Right,
And
right.
you know that I, you know, I'm preparing and planting. The beautiful gifts that have been given to me for my enjoyment and eventual harvest and sustenance from creation itself, right? And having the awareness that everything contributes to one another. And all we are all source, and it's a wonderful feeling, you know, to have. And I encourage people, as you have earlier, to go out in nature and really enjoy exactly what Asha's talking about here when she's walking through the mountains and enjoying everything around her, just enjoying creation itself, you know, in all its different forms. Beautiful.
Absolutely. It's a wonderful feeling. Now, as I've mentioned several times before on other shows, I feel that when an article is written in first person, I feel that it is Asha who has written it. And this article, here's another exciting snapshot in her youth. And the article begins, "It was a day like any other. Free, happy, and solitaire, enjoying my favorite hiking trail before endeavors. The trees and the shrubs were emerald green, embellished with spring flowers decorating the hillside. It was a rare to encounter another soul on this unmarked trail, which was mostly a local treasure never promoted to maintain its sacredness. I turned a bend and saw the peak glimmering with golden light. This always excites my heart. It was a great day. Everything felt wonderful. Halfway up the hill, suddenly, all on its own, my body slowed down and came down and came to a complete stop. This was not my intention. It was my spirit intervening. I tried with all my might and my will and my body's strength to move forward, but it was impossible, as if an invisible force field barred my way. Oh, how I longed to reach that beautiful peak, but today, moving forward was apparently forbidden."
I love the way that she expresses herself, and such detail, so descriptive. You can picture everything.
She's such a good writer. She really is.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, I'll carry on, Kevin. I had no fear, concern, or apprehension whatsoever. In fact, everything felt extremely peaceful. So I stopped fighting my spirit and allowed it to lead the way. To my great surprise, my spirit walked my body off the trail into the bushes, which was something I had never done. Well aware of the many poisonous snakes, tarantulas, wasp nests in the area, very gracefully, my spirit moved my body through the brush to a rock overlooking the trail and sat my body down. I still had no idea why, but I've learned to trust my spirit over anything else. So I enjoyed the birds and butterflies while I waited to see what would occur. Within a few minutes, I heard footsteps coming from the peak of the mountain, descending the trail. My whole body tensed up, sensing it was in danger. My spirit remained extremely calm. My instinct was to move into the bushes, but my body was solid on the rock where I was placed. Footsteps were drowned out by the voices of Mexican gang members who seemed to be searching for someone. At least six men were heading in my direction, miles from civilization. There was not a house or another person in sight, and I never take my phone, so I feel free to be with nature. was quite a predicament there, Kevin.
It is, and I am glad she didn't take her phone, because you imagine all of a
Oh,
sudden ring, 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 ring,
oh,
and it just
you know.
oh, yeah. Well, it says here the group of tough boys lingered on the trail right across from where I sat on the rock, about 50 feet away, but they apparently couldn't see me, as if looking right past me, while frantically jotting their eyes in all directions. Eventually, they slowly moved down the mountain, but the fellow in the rear continued looking back, seemingly directly at the rock I was sitting on. I could tell he was confused, like a wolf stalking its prey and suddenly losing the scent. My long blonde hair and peach t-shirt would have certainly stood out easily, but every one of those hunters looked right past me. There was no recognition on their faces of seeing a living being, only rocks and shrubs, as if I was not there. Some sort of invisibility cloak had been put in place.
Right.
Yeah.
It's quite a nice story, Kevin, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And it's hard to talk in between because I don't want to give anything away about the story because it
Yeah.
comes to a full circle here. It's good. So fortunately, the pack proceeded down the mountain. Watching from my vantage point, my heart was racing, still sensing it had been in the ultimate danger. My spirit, however, remained tranquil, undisturbed, as if nothing had occurred at all. I sat there for quite some time before I made my way back to the trail. In this same fashion, my spirit navigated my body through many seemingly perilous situations for a number of years until it moved my being safely to another area of the world. When you communicate with your spirit continually, consistently, you build a friendship like no other friendship you will ever have with any other being in existence. It will gently warm you without alarm. It will protect you in peaceful ways and guide you through the light, through guide you through life like sunlight streaming through a dark tunnel. Many people have events like this occur, and they give the credit to angels or other celestial beings, when in fact, it was their own spirit all along. Wow.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking how that actually, worked. And of course, I'm trying to use my logic brain here, but I'm just thinking, what, do you think it was the Merkaba that could have been activated, or like a
Yeah.
force field in some way to where,
Sure.
or do you feel the spirit acted on their minds, their ability to see? You know what I'm saying? Was,
Yeah, I do know what you're saying. And
is
apparently,
it,
like the reptilians can control a frequency so that you see a different being than they
yeah.
are. You see a human when they're actually a reptilian, or
Yeah.
certain species of them anyway can do that, apparently.
Right.
Much like looking at some different sea creatures that can change their appearance, change their color, their stripes, whatever.
Right.
And I wonder, yeah, if what you're saying, but obviously the spirit controls whatever,
Yeah.
however it does it. It's what it whether
Right.
it made her look invisible
Yeah.
or there impeded the ability of the beings looking
Camouflaged her in
at
some way, like a
right. Yeah, now we
chameleon, you
know these
know?
beings would be very low vibration.
Yeah,
These
right.
other yeah, it's hard to say, Kevin, but it's quite incredible. And her message here is that
Yeah.
our spirits, we just need to know and
Yeah.
get in the practice of communicating with our spirit to
Right.
get results like this. Yeah, that's what
Right.
I see here.
Exactly. Your spirit is everything. Invest as much energy as you can into that relationship, and it will always, always, always provide miracles in return. You are never alone.
There you go. And if you look to the example she gives here of us thinking, oh, it was our guardian angel that saved me. Well, here it was. You just happened to make a good communication with your spirit, which it resulted in the results you were looking for, or protection, what have you. Yeah, that's a nice article, Kev.
All right, let's go
All
ahead
right.
and move on to the next
Oh,
one.
right.
Our categories: aliens and the storm. Since time is a make-believe joke we play on ourselves, this seemed an appropriate beginning. At the beginning of this article is a video of a British stand-up comedian by the name of Michael McIntyre. Who he could be Scottish too or Irish, I don't know, but he's
Right.
from who makes fun of the English language. He starts off with the word hour and asks the audience why we don't pronounce the H in the word. Why is the H silent? Why don't we pronounce the word as hower? Very funny piece.
And his expressions and
Hour.
everything, yeah. And there is a meme here in reference to time, and it says, President Trump is doing his best to bring sanity to America while being behind the scenes, brilliantly outwitting the negative aliens who depend on time changes, numbers, and special dates for mass abductions. Sounds strange, but it's true. With each passing public technological advance, proving the white hat military's capacity to protect humanity, the world will gradually learn more about the silent ways of the invisible aliens. So I look forward to more of that too, but yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also Asha here, she gives kudos to Caddis the C3 for bringing us good information and good news every day, in which Cat provides a also provided a meme here of Donald Trump smiling face as in the sun with and there's like two Karens. We know the Karen, the kind of like the face of the Democrats, where they're crying their eyes out and looking up at Trump. The message is that daylight saving time is advancing in the House to be voted on as permanent, then the Senate to become law. No more time changes ever. I've always been waiting for that. I've been waiting for that. I've been waiting for that. But
I dread those time changes every spring, every fall. It messes with you so badly, right? And screws up your internal clock and
Well,
yeah.
exactly. And that I think that was their purpose. They wanted
Oh yeah.
to screw up our circadian rhythm. I know they kind of blamed it also on economics. And then the
Right.
more light that there was,
Sure.
the more you could sell things, I guess, but
Right. And as you know, they cut and paste times. They stop time and rewind it, whatever. We see it as deja vu a lot of times. And yeah, so it's yeah. It's all part of their tools and their toolbox. But nice to see that their toolbox is getting empty, Kevin. That sounds great to me. Yeah. So there's a note here by Old Cowboy. And it's to Cat is the C as well. And it says, Cat, this will really help break us free from cabal timelines. This will also bring us closer to the eventual disclosure that there is only the now, and that time as we know it, and which the cabal fabricated for us, is fake, part of the big trap. Daylight savings time was created for us to consent to more cabal tyranny while discombobulating all our natural rhythms. So for the people dot space made an amazing post last December. Now, Kevin, you and I had reported on this, and it's on how the negative aliens created our clocks, calendars, and cubes specifically, just to control us. So it was called Time Square, and it was
Times
December
Square,
last year. So if anyone would like to go review that again, it was a good article. And thanks for bringing us good news every day, Kat. We really appreciate it.
And old boy, old cowboy, was right on. In the now, the aliens cannot abduct you because you exist outside of the frequency where they exist. Finally, in this article is another video of Michael McIntyre. He's asking stranger for time. So, we encourage you guys to check out these videos. They are very funny,
Yeah, they are, Kevin.
and apparently, Laughter is, I've always heard laughter is the best medicine. And, Asha kind of feels that these are important for us to perhaps look at, give us a little chuckle. But then at the same time, there is a message in there,
Right.
and,
And it's nice to have a laugh, Kevin.
it is. Oh, yeah, it is.
And as you had mentioned earlier, and it's absolutely right, and they mentioned again here, it's that time when we're thinking about the past, we're thinking about time, we're thinking in the future, we're thinking about time, but we're now, when we're right in the now, there's no time. There's nothing to reference, nothing. We're just now. So yeah, it's the time is their best tool, of the dark. So stay in the
So,
now for sure.
exactly. Which kind of brings us to the next article, which is really focusing on Michael McIntyre, and the category is laughter, of course. So in this, there are seven videos, if you of Michael's humor, and that's very, very funny. And in the times that we are in right now, you really need to laugh every day, as we've been saying. You got to take your mind off of the current events, and you got to activate your heart funny bone. Increase increase your frequency through laughter, and feel the excitement of the act of laughing or chuckling in your heart. Heart energy. Laughter is contagious, and that is a contagion worth spreading.
Absolutely, Kevin, and you're so
Which
right.
it kind of reminds me of a video I remember seeing of a man who steps onto a subway train. I think this was in Britain, United Kingdom. He steps on a subway train. He's looking at his iPad, and the train is full, and everybody's looking at their phones and doing their own thing. And he just starts breaking out in a giggle. And that giggle starts crescendoing to a little bit of a laugh, and then he's starting to laugh real big. And you notice everybody around him, it's contagious, and they start giggling because he's laughing. So, that is a kind of a subtle gift that we all can share. Just all of a sudden start breaking out laughing and giggling, and notice how everybody around you becomes feeling good, laughing, and it's just increasing the energy around you,
You're
right?
absolutely correct. And when someone's in their heart center and laughing, it's super contagious. And if you think of a baby laughing, everyone gets super excited and laughing and joyful. And so, you're so right, Kevin, and this comedian here, McIntyre, he has clean comedy, Kevin.
Oh,
You
okay.
know, and someone
Good.
your entire family can and friends can listen to. You know, there's nothing you have to worry about for a young person joining in or
No
whatever. So,
colorful language or anything
yeah,
like
all that
that,
kind of
huh?
thing. It's just good, clean fun and laughter. And he has a gift to make everyday occurrences extremely funny. And I'm sure you will all enjoy him. You know, enjoy laughing at him and yourself with some of the stuff he says because we're guilty of some of the things he's talking about. Yeah. But yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
All
All
right.
right. We have a little bit more time, so let's go
Sure.
jump right into that next article.
All right.
This is titled More Captures. Category is Military is the Only Way. White Hats used an easily identifiable mask of a deep state asset to promote Trump and the Department of War on national television. We see here a TikTok video, and it is a clip from a Fox, a national television news channel interview with a person in a mask. And if you look closely at the base of his neck, you'll see that there's kind of like a hole or a tearing away from the skin, pretending to be Robert Howard Jr., a retired U.S. Navy SEAL from SEAL Team 3. Of Naval Special Warfare, a vice admiral, former deputy commander, and important deep state asset. Well, Robert Howard Jr. was not part of the pro-Trump military. Now his face is being used on a mask, speaking highly of Trump and his military operations. This comm is stating, "We've captured the deep state operations of the generals, admirals, and colonels in the United States." And that was a quote from Q the Storm Rider.
Yeah, Kevin, it'd be It's nice to see that. It would be really nice to see a lot more of that, where they're using people that were so against Trump and other people of the good side that they get control of them and they come forward and start supporting Trump and the others and the white military. It'll be nice to see that because as you know, a lot of the normies out there, they just follow other people. That's why the dark has used Hollywood. They feel that people just follow them, but that hadn't worked out so good. So
No.
hopefully, yeah. So this was nice to see this.
So Trump is capturing the dark part of the United States military, right? And the dark projects behind everything, and the dark generals, and dark hybrids, and dark operations. That's why Trump showed the photo of the alien in handcuffs. That has to do with black budget operation, unacknowledged special access programs, USAP, and Trump capturing different bases to the Redstone base and the secret bases in Tennessee, where Musk and the United States Space Force are all the way to Alaska and different regions in the U.S. Trump is capturing these deep state operations. You have these deep state military operations throughout the U.S. messing with advanced technology. They also have technology connected to healing the body, healing the mind, healing the spirit. And we're talking about med beds and different tech that can absolutely heal the body in so many different ways. Now, with all this data they got from the old deep state operations, the healing stuff, the med beds, etc., they're going to give to the scientists, to people throughout the U.S. And they're going to let it come out. They'll say, "Oh, look what the scientists have discovered. Oh, look what this university discovered. Med beds, healing technology." And it will look like it came from the private sector. All this hidden technology, it'll finally be coming out. It's very interesting how they're staging all of this. These underground bases, the different places where aliens were safeguarding these places, aliens and monsters were guarding these places, and that's all gone. That's done. That's captured. It's captured operations. Trump is saying we've captured the clones and hybrids inside the military. It's a huge warning. You know?
Amazing.
So, anyway, in one another Q the Storm Rider transcript, he talks about another very important capture. And Trump is capturing the dark part of the U.S. military, the dark projects behind everything, the dark generals and hybrids and dark operations. They also have technology connected to the healing body and the healing mind. So anyway, and we've kind of covered all that already. So.
Right. It also goes on to talk about Tulsi Gabbard here. Kevin,
Oh
would you want me
yeah.
to talk
Yeah,
about
yeah,
that one?
yeah.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
okay. Okay, I'll do that. But what you just talked about there, it's amazing, Kevin. We're going to see so much of this stuff happen all at once, it looks like, whether it's med beds and other technologies, all this kind of thing. And as I say, I wonder if we'll see a lot of other who will think are certain people that'll actually be masked or whatever that'll be coming forward and supporting all these things and helping to just help the general public to accept what's happening and going on and support the new world. So it's so good. So anyway, it goes on to talk about Tulsi Gabbard and her role in this. So I'm just going to read this. Now this is again this is from Bear, Q the Storm Rider. So he has a little different way of expressing. So I'll do the best I can to to go down through this without it sounding too far off. So just kind of bear with me here.
Yeah, because I don't, we only have a few more minutes left, really. So I'm not sure if we're going to be able to cap or
Well,
capture all of this.
right. Well, I'll do this one because we still be 5 minutes. We're good there. So, yeah, that should be fine to get some of that through there, Kevin. So, all right. I'm just going to change my screen size here. All right. So Tulsi Gabbard being removed, most likely this has to do with her job is done. A large part of national intelligence was going on inside the military. they were hunting all these hybrids, cyborgs, clones that's been going on for a long time. Now, even though it looked like Biden was in office, that wasn't so because Trump was the real president, President 45, 46, and 47. Now, Biden was made to play a part the whole time. The military was running operations connected to the soldiers, different ranks, all the way inside the Pentagon, all the way to DARPA, NORAD, CENTCOM. They've been hunting, looking for all these different aliens, hybrids, clones. This is what they've been hunting this whole time. And it's no joke, he says here. So it's no coincidence that Howard, I guess what they mean to say here, was on TV with this fake rubber mask. The military was showing, look, these operations are captured, everything. They're all captured. And at the same time, Tulsi Gabbard steps away. She's saying, my job is done. Those are huge comms and communications inside national intelligence. The story you'll get, her husband is sick or she got fired. Pam Bondi's gone, but she had a very important job. She was a mediator for the deep state that flipped. She was connected to the Bush family, Venezuela oil, different elites. She was placed for a powerful reason. Tulsi Gabbard is different. She was running these operations for a long time, finding this really dark stuff. This is what it's all leading to for the public. There are aliens, hybrids, clones, and cyborgs inside civilization acting as humans. They've been part of underground projects creating clones, hybrids, and have been among us for thousands or millions of years. Wow. This is what disclosure is moving towards. But it
Okay.
staggered. What's that, Kev? We're still going, we're
No, go
done?
ahead.
Yeah, okay. But it's staggered in different ways. You still have to explore the coup, stolen elections, everything Tulsi Gabbard was working on. All of that is coming through. There's a bunch of military courts, tribunals, grand juries, more indictments, Brennan, Comey, Clapper, everything is moving forward. Then comes the exposure of the United Nations, and that will connect to different countries. Then the Obama exposure, that will connect to a lot of different countries, France, Germany. It's just gigantic, guys. Everybody's in panic in Europe, and they're trying to create a false flag event and blame it on Iran. They're trying to create war, but Europe is almost empty of weapons. So it'll be
Okay.
exciting to hear what he has to bring us next.
Right.
You know,
Yeah.
yeah.
And also, I'll mention too, I like this. I always liked Tulsi Gabbard, you know, but it
Yeah.
says here Wonder Woman just joined the Justice League. So, anyway. So yeah, that was a good article of the entities being captured and how Trump is capturing things. And of course, there is the next article even goes even further into being captured. And I think we'll tackle that next time, next week
Yeah.
when we come back. We'll start with
Right.
captured, right? And
Yeah, it's rather lengthy, Kevin. And yeah,
yeah,
our time is just about done here now anyway. Oh, gee, it must be
yeah,
about
yeah.
12:57, I think.
Yeah.
All
Well,
righty.
John, I feel like we had another great show and
We
we
sure
covered a
did.
lot of information.
It's
I
always fun
certainly,
hanging around with you, Kevin.
yeah, the monkey bars, you know.
Yeah, that's
I like to get it crowded though. So,
right.
anyway.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So, listeners, please remember to go within your heart as often as you can. Stay in the highest of loving frequencies and stay calm, flow like water, and remain grounded. Reduce the use of that phone and computer and enjoy nature and the sun every day. Well, that about wraps it up for John and myself with this episode. We hope you all enjoy the program, and we will see you all again Saturday, June 6th, for another live show, same time, right here on BBS Radio TV, to continue our discussion on the articles of ForThePeople.Space, right here on A Human Perspective.
Right on, Kevin. Well, Don's tuning up our music there. I would just
Yep.
like to thank everyone for tuning in to us. And I'm so very proud that they find value in what you and I are doing here. So thank you,
Yeah.
all our listeners, and thank you, BBS.
That's right, BBS. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Peace out,
All right.
everybody.
Okay, bye-bye.
We went deep where the truth runs wild. Every question, every spark left the light in the
will take the truth, let it grow. Now you know.
Now you know.
Stay aware, stay free.
This is a Q-Men perspective.